Welcome to the God Took Me to Las Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Randy Mortensen. This is a weekly 20 to 30 minute meeting where we provide answers for your I don't know how. Whether you're dealing with recovery issues, emotions from a loss, or maybe life has just thrown you one more curveball than you were expecting, I'm so glad you're here. Today, what I'm going to be talking about is my just released memoir, my just released book titled God Took Me to Las Vegas to Get Sober. Who does that, right? It's always great to see that we have people joining this broadcast from literally coast to coast and around the world. I think at last count, we had listeners and viewers in 45 or 46 countries around the globe. So thank you for taking time from your busy schedules to connect. If you see a subscribe button on the platform that you're watching or listening to this to, please subscribe. If you're watching this on Facebook, please leave a comment with any thoughts. And for more information, my new website, randymortensen.com, should be up and running by now. So that is Randy Mortensen, MORTENSEN.com. And later in the show, I will talk about a 21-point assessment. That's a tool on that site to determine whether you or a loved one qualifies for one of my programs called the Lifestyle Champion Cohort. The other thing you can do is simply text CHAMPION to 66866. That's CHAMPION to 66866 to get more information about that program or any of my executive recovery coaching programs that I do. Here's a quick overview of chapter one of my recently released memoir, God Took Me to Las Vegas to Get Sober. The first chapter is titled Mischievous Behaviors Without Consequences. This chapter dives into the early days when my adventures with alcohol first began. From my first experiences with beer to the thrill of youthful rebellion, these stories set the scene for the deeper issues of my addiction that would unfold later in my life. Here, in this chapter, we'll explore how seemingly innocent choices slowly pave the way to more serious problems. My goal with this chapter is for you to be encouraged to take a look at the early signs and situations that, although they appeared harmless at the time, were actually the first steps on a challenging path that eventually led to the need for recovery in my life. I'm going to speak for just a short time here on chapter two that's titled The Drink That Wasn't-Omaha. In this chapter, we step into a critical and pivotal episode that highlights the deceptive nature of alcohol and how easy it is to be misled by it. This chapter recounts a trip to Omaha, which happened shortly after I completed a 28-day treatment program where a seemingly controlled situation spirals out of control, highlighting the struggles with commitment and the often invisible line between having fun and losing manageability. We'll look into how these moments, although they might seem controllable, actually play a significant role in deepening addiction without us even realizing it. So join me as we break down this experience and see how each decision and every instance of denial contributes to shaping our journey. Chapter three from my recently released memoir. So this chapter is titled Just Do Something. And in this chapter, we confront the challenge of actions versus inaction. Those critical moments when making a decision, any decision, is crucial to breaking the cycle of alcoholism. In this chapter, I share the internal battles and external circumstances that often paralyzed me with indecision and fear. From feelings of being overwhelmed by simple choices to the larger, to those life-altering decisions that seemed insurmountable. This chapter dives deep into the mental and the emotional barriers that addiction strengthens. Join me as we explore the power of taking that first step, no matter how small, towards recovery and the profound impact it can have on redirecting a path in your life that's entrenched in substance abuse. In this chapter, you're encouraged to delve into how action, often imperfect, is a vital stride towards regaining control of our lives. So chapter four is titled Surrender and Acknowledge Unmanageability. In this revealing chapter, I dive deep into the turning point of recognizing when life is just spiraled out of control. In this chapter, I share the raw and real moment of surrender, admitting that my life, tangled in addiction, had become unmanageable and I was crying out for change. This chapter explores the profound relief and terrifying vulnerability of acknowledging that you can't go it alone and the crucial need for help. We'll uncover the strength in surrender and how this pivotal acknowledgement is the first step towards a journey of true healing and recovery. Know that you are capable of dissecting the emotions and the decisions that lead to a breakthrough and a battle against whatever that compulsive destructive behavior is in your life or the life of a loved one. So chapter 5 is titled Breakthroughs, Freedom, and Lessons Learned. This chapter is a journey through the hard-earned victories and pivotal lessons that shaped my path to sobriety. It's about the moments of clarity and freedom that burst through the darkest clouds of addiction. In this chapter, I open up about the breakthroughs that each came with their own set of struggles, but more importantly, their rewards. We'll explore in this chapter how every challenge faced was a step towards greater freedom, and every lesson learned was a brick in the foundation of a new sober life. Join me as we celebrate the victories that mark the milestones of recovery and the profound insights that are gained along the way. My goal is for you to get inspired by the transformative power of truly breaking free from the past.